Welcome to Walk Together Fiercely. We are just so glad to have you here. We invite and we also thank you for being a part of our community. Thank you for choosing to spend some of your precious time with us. We know how valuable it is. I am Michelle Morrison. I am a medium and an intuitive, and I support people to make beautiful spiritual connections with loved ones on the other side, with angels and spirit guides, and I love helping people tune into their own amazing intuition.
I am Dr. Tara Drummond, and I'm a naturopathic doctor, and I'm passionate about empowering people in all aspects of health and well-being. Our intention is to create community and connection. We do that with open hearts, minds, and a whole lot of love and laughter. The more we know ourselves, the deeper connection we can have within, which allows us to deepen connections around us.
We feel so passionately about this. You matter. That you are so important and that you belong, and we are creating and connecting to the hearts and wisdom of our bodies, mind, and spirits, nurturing and growing compassion, empathy, and community. We know that we are so much better together, and so let's walk together fiercely through this beautiful, sometimes really challenging, life as light warriors of love. Together with open minds and hearts, we can create a community where we celebrate, play, and thrive. Thank you for being here.
Hello!
Welcome back.
Guess what?
We got a full house today.
Yeah. We got the guys with us today. Say hello, Reese and John.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
We brought our husbands on.
And they're so happy to be here. You can't even imagine the excitement.
Reese is so excited.
How can you tell?
We're like, hey, guys, we're going to do an episode on a marriage audit. We'd like you to sit in. They're like, no.
Yeah. Pass.
See you bye.
See you bye, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then we say, that day.
Then we say it's called a marriage audit, and Reese is like, no.
What does that mean?
Let's see how we're doing today, babe.
Yeah.
So this is an episode that came from an article that I read in the New York Times, and it was just put forward as like questions about your relationship, just kind of like, how you doing? How you getting through it? What's going right? What needs a little bit of work? And I thought it'd be fun because John and I have been married for how many years, John?
This is a test.
Right. So that many. Yeah. An unforgettable amount of years. Yeah, we've been married for 32 and a half years, going on 33. Far too many years, right? No?
Oh, he was so genuine. No.
And Tara and Reese are how many years?
We had our 11-year anniversary last summer of married, but we were together a long time before that, too. Feels like a lifetime, but because we're different people than when we met. Holy. We were 19 and 20 when we met, so that was a different version of Reese and Tara.
I think that's such a good point. Yeah, we were very young when we met, and I think in so many ways, like, we've grown up together. I can think, I can look back on behaviors like when we were first married, didn't know how to communicate, like challenging conversations and things like that, and how much for the most part we do better now. Wait till you hear the blooper reel at the end of this episode, but at any rate, yeah, interesting. And so that's where this came from, and it was just like, when you've been with a partner for some time, things change over the course of time. And so what are the things that you are doing to kind of keep your relationship in a high
maintenance?
High maintenance? God, no, I hope not.
No, how are we maintaining it?
How are we maintaining it? Yeah, how are we maintaining it? And so no matter where you are in your relationship, this is just meant to be a whole lot of fun. And this is just meant to be like just a silly but fun, good conversation. Yeah. So you're ready, guys?
You ready, man?
We are ready.
Ready?
We're born ready.
You're born ready.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Always ready.
Always ready. Okay, so I'm gonna. We'll kind of toss these questions around, and hopefully, Tara and I, like, we want to hear from you guys of what you guys think of these situations as well. So, do you kiss to say hello and goodbye? Like, is there the show? Like, do you show your love, appreciation, affection?
Let's give this one to Reese.
Okay, I'll take it away. I would say we always kiss goodbye and make an effort to do that. And sometimes when you say hello, it's, you know, there's lots of stuff on the go. So
maybe
we could work on that one a little bit. But
yeah,
just saying goodbye for sure.
I would say the same. We say goodbye and then the hello. Sometimes he's coming into a house that's lots is going on. So we don't necessarily connect in the moment, but we will eventually once you've settled in. We were saying how grateful we are that we have a dog now because he actually gets greeted the way that it's important to, because the rest of us can be so busy.
As the kids grow up, they don't greet you the same way, but the dog is always right.
Right?
There,
so. Yeah. So true.
Yeah. He gets a warm welcome by her.
I do. Yeah. But the kissing thing, Tara told me somewhere along the way that if you kiss your partner every day, or if you kiss goodbye, or whatever it was, that you live for 10 years longer on average, something like that. So that sticks in my head. Yeah. I could be making that up, but that's stuck in my head.
Who cares if you are? I think that's a great thing.
Actually,
so I always make an effort to kiss goodbye.
There's a new study too, and if you every single day if you do dishes, you live an extra 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is groundbreaking. You're going to live a long time.
It's a legitimate scientific study.
I can't believe you just said that.
Roasted. Roasted. I'll be here all night, guys.
She's going to be 200 years old.
John, you might want to look at your life expectancy for that one. Yeah. What do you think? Do we always kiss hello and goodbye?
Usually goodbye, for sure.
Always goodbye, yes.
Always goodbye. Try to anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, today, when you came in this afternoon, you came over and gave me a kiss right away. Yeah,
but like same as Reese is saying, it's usually the dogs.
The dogs.
The dogs are the dogs. Always greeting at the door.
Yeah, the dogs take the attention.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but I would say that overall we're usually pretty affectionate.
Yes.
I see you two say goodbye because we'll be recording and he'll be going to work or and you do sweet goodbyes.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, yeah, we do that. All right. How much of your communication is about logistics? And so what that means is, like, how much of your communication is just about, like, the practical things in life? Or do you have communication where you hear, you know, maybe, you know, dreams or goals or intentions or worries or fears or, you know, all those, the emotional things? Like, how much of your... What about you guys? What do you think?
And this is interesting because I think we might have two different answers
for
the age that we are as couples because our children are young. So this question, I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah, well, I think that
90%
when we were
of ours
age,
is about logistics.
I would say that when we were in your position with our boys young, it was the same for us. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's day to day.
It depends on the day. So, like, yesterday, it was a very logistical conversation day because we were doing, like, tons of, like, stuff around the house, like, practical things around the house. John, like, he wired in all these amazing dimmer switches all over the place. I am so in love with it. I can't believe we lived this far without dimmer switches everywhere. It's phenomenal. It's like blown my mind. Anyway, so it was a very practical day yesterday, for example.
Ooh, but brownie point day, John. Good job.
Oh, big time. Walking around with screwdrivers, you know.
Mm. I saw that tool belt at the front door.
Fixing stuff. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. And sometimes, though, we will absolutely have, like, deep conversations where it is about the emotional stuff, for sure. So it depends on the day.
Yeah. So, now that your kids are grown, do you find you get more time just to connect the two of you in a different way? And and I guess you'd probably be doing your new hopes and dreams. Like, it's a different phase of.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I would say, like, and I always, like, for us anyway, for the most part, like, we're pretty much on the same page. Like, if we're talking about, like, fun things, like, where we want to, like, one of the questions you asked me last week is where your top five places to travel right now. And so then we had a big travel discussion. It was really fun. And we were mostly on the same page with that too. Like, where we want to go.
Fun.
Yeah.
Can we take a detour at some point and hear those five places?
You're the five places. So I said Europe. I'm so in love with
Europe. Pretty much anywhere in Europe.
Yeah, sure. Europe is just amazing. I said, gosh, what did I say?
I can't remember you said.
Because I did say some things that surprised you. So I would like to go to South America. And I would like to do...
you said the pyramids. Which
I would like to
me.
Do the pyramids. I'd like to do Egypt.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, not right now, apparently, but if things can settle down out there and the world can come to their senses and have peace, that would be great. Yeah, that would be a place I'd really like to see is the pyramids.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're more logistical communicators lately, aren't we?
What do you say about that? There's lots to balance. You know, kids' activities and work and, you know, chores and everything else that needs to get done. And that's what naturally flows, I think.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. But there's still a bit of that other stuff that filters in when you have time to sit down, the two of us. But
so when you're away, you guys were just in Vegas. So when you're away together like that, do you get time for the connection in when you're away alone?
maybe not so much in Vegas.
Maybe not so much in Vegas. Good point. You know, all right. Point taken.
And, you know, some gambling and dinners and things. But traditionally, yes, I would say there's some downtime if you're away.
Yeah. Yeah. All righty. So... is your routine predictable?
Yes.
Well, with kids, I would say.
we're in a phase.
Is it really predictable with kids?
It's like both. It's predictably unpredictable.
Yeah.
No. We are, but I think that we also like to add in some fun and some trips and.
Yeah. To be spontaneous.
Yeah. Get out and about.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. Like getting up for, you know, getting the kids off to school and all that stuff. Of course, it's routine and it's predictable, but then there's lots of stuff that we do on the fly. So.
Yeah, for sure. John, how about you? Do you think our routine is predictable?
Not really.
Yes and no,
yes
right?
Yes and no, yeah.
Yeah.
It's predictable with work schedules kind of thing.
Yeah.
Those are always on a routine, but... activities of what we do, we could definitely be spontaneous.
Yeah, we like
sure.
to be spontaneous. It's like, I feel like going out and we phone friends and off we go. Yeah.
Yeah, like last weekend we went out with friends a couple of days.
It was really fun.
Doesn't that sound dreamy?
Yeah.
It's like this whole new age of parenting.
Like, dog sitter. Who's going to watch the kids?
I know.
There's still dog sitters.
I know. It's true.
They're like,
so,
want to go out? We're going out.
If you want to connect, how do you let each other know that, listen, I need a little bit of extra TLC right now, or like, do you need to do that even?
That's exactly what we would say.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
There'd be a brewing.
Yeah. A brewing.
Opinion.
Oh, I love the brewing.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the star of the show, babe. You want to tell? You can tell.
Well, I think if we need a little extra attention, one thing both of us will do is, can I have a hug?
Can I
and
have
so
a hug?
So that can be like a, not necessarily a, we need to sit down and chat. That's just like I feel like I need a warm embrace.
Yeah.
And then we'll have, you know, 30 seconds or whatever. So I think that helps throughout the day.
Yeah.
You know, just communicating that way. And then sometimes, you know, if you need a longer conversation, it gets to the point where you're like, we need to sit down and discuss.
Yeah. And then
I'll say, I miss you. And it'll kind of be that where we feel like we're doing the logistics. We're just passing and dividing and conquering a bit. So then there'll be almost like a craving where it's like, tonight we're going to like sit down, watch a movie together or have a chunk of time that is.
Yeah.
Right.
Just us, no kids.
And then that'll be the night the kids are up till like 10 o'clock and no more bed. Because that's just life.
Predictably unpredictable.
Yep,
then we rain check.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
What about you guys?
What about you, John?
Which?
How do we connect? Like when we know we need a little bit of connection or we're missing connection.
It varies.
I'm really vocal, so I'll just say.
No, you're not. Not always.
Oh, he's like, there's a brewing. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's when you get quiet, then you need to go, okay, we need to.
It's true. That's actually true. What's up? So when I withdraw, you're like, something's going on. Yeah.
Yeah. So then it's like, wait a minute, what's going on? What's really going on?
Yeah.
Do you go through a period of like, oops, what did I do?
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, what did I mess up on?
Like, wait a minute.
All right. So is sex for fun or is it a chore?
Take it away, Tara.
Answer faster. Oh, answer faster. Answer better. Answer better. I don't think we'd do it if it was a chore. Because yeah. I'm not doing shit I'm not into. I got good boundaries.
To do as yeah. it is. No, yeah. it's for fun.
Yeah.
If it's feeling like a chore, I'm saying pass. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you guys, though? Because when we were talking about how do you connect, I saw a little twinkle over there. So this might tie into the connection for you guys. Is it a chore, John, or is it for fun?
No, it's not a chore. Definitely for fun.
Yeah, and if it was a chore, you're not doing it right.
Yeah,
that's what fair. I have to say about that. Like,
that's fair.
You might want to look at technique. I don't know, but
just putting my back out, mopping the floor, like hand washing the floor.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else you want to add on that?
No.
He's like, not in public.
It's a tool for connection.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's an important part of connection, though, I believe. I really do.
I think so. That's like, yeah. Because it's a connection that's different than you would connect in other relationships.
Yeah, it is.
So that's what makes this sacred.
And it's somebody seeing you and loving all of who you are. Like, it's just it's more than just the physical connection. It's so much more than that. So many layers. And when your connection is deep, I just think that's what makes it so darn great.
Yeah. So the people thinking it's a chore, maybe they're not doing it that way.
Well, there right? could be Where so many reasons, right? And seen. I don't want to make light of people having challenges in their relationships or not in that kind of place, because I think that's really, really hard. But I do know, like, for us, like, it's always been a way for us to come back, reconnect, rekindle, reignite, like all of those things. It just does all of those things. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I've felt there where it's a chore. Like, we've definitely gone through, like, postpartum, especially after our second babe, like probably 6 months in or so, I remember being like, just don't even approach me. Like, it just feels like another thing to do. Yeah. I'm overtouched. I'm overstimulated. Yeah. Like, let me come to you.
Yeah.
So right now it doesn't feel like a chore, and I would just say no if it felt like a chore.
Yeah, that's fair. But we're also 5 years out from that period.
We're not in that postpartum baby phase, so we are back, and it's fun.
Loving it.
But only on Sundays.
That's only on Sundays.
I just know. Only on days that end in Y.
Oh. I love that's the right answer. I like that one a lot. All right, hit us, Tara.
Okay, do you still hold hands?
All the time. 100%. Yep, all the time. We are hand holders. Yes, everywhere we go. Yes, we were in the pet store this weekend.
Costco.
Yeah, holding hands.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I think it's something that starts very early in a relationship.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful to see it continue many, many years later.
Yeah.
And I would say the same for us all the time.
Your hand
holders. Not so much when we're out, because you tend to be with the kids and doing stuff.
Oh, so you each got to hang on to a kid. Yeah.
Yeah, when we're driving or when we're sitting here in the chair.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just little, like, micro moments of connection through the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is what we thrive on. The kids are so busy, and I think that's really what keeps us connected, is those tiny moments throughout the day of a hug here, a handhold here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just feel seen and reset to carry on doing the deeds.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Another question.
Yeah.
When was the last time you learned something about your partner?
Always learning new stuff about each other. Because we make, like, we laugh a lot together. We have some good laughs together for sure. So I can't remember what we were laughing about yesterday. But John said, we should trust Rosie's instincts about food. And I'm like, no, we shouldn't. She eats shit. Anyway, that's
a dog, not their kid.
Out of context, that sounds weird. Yeah, this is our dog, yeah. anyhow, what do you think we've learned about each other more recently?
Well, you saying you wanted to go to
Egypt,
see the pyramids.
Right?
Yeah, that one surprised me, because you've said in the past you didn't want to because you thought it was too scary. And then you
Well, that part of the world freaks me out a little bit right now. To say
that. Right now, yes.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, I think we do learn new things about each other all the time. How about you guys?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I think we just learned some stuff the other day. Tara told me some stories about when she was young that I haven't heard. Nothing memorable that really sticks with you, the exact story, but I remember thinking, I've never heard that story.
Sure. Yeah.
I made a boy cry because he wanted to date me and I didn't want to. And I told her he
said, it was me.
It was you.
I persevered, guys. That's really the keynote here. You know, persevered. I did also learn that Tara's not a Swiftie, so.
I am not going to go nuts like what is happening right now about the Taylor Swift.
You don't want to buy a ticket for $21,000?
Remortgage your house for 2 points.
Nope. So apparently she's not a Swiftie, and that's okay. It doesn't mean I'm not. I like her.
Yeah,
it just doesn't
mean you don't like her. It just doesn't mean
I'm not getting into the frenzy.
We need some Ticketmaster changes, guys.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. That was not even right. Yeah.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay. So what do you like, I like the fun surprises when they come up, like, no kidding, you like that, or I love those kinds of things. How about you?
I don't know. I'm feeling very uninspired by this question that maybe we haven't been learning, but I think more so when we dream about our future and what we want, that's where I get to see your insights more outside. Yeah, as we dream and plan.
Yeah.
Kind of sifting through stuff and figuring out where do we head from here.
Yeah.
And where you're wanting to go is different than you would have said 10, 15 years ago. So I think just seeing each other evolve and prioritize and that kind of stuff is the new.
Yeah.
Well, even in the last 5 years, our plans have changed completely. Just where do we go? As the kids grow, and where do you want to set down roots and be forever? Do you move neighborhoods? Those kinds of things.
Right.
And we've been sifting through that sort of thing.
So, yeah, for sure.
And it just, the kid stuff goes quick, and it seems like 8 going on 18 here, so.
Don't.
Yeah, it goes very quick. Yeah. All right, we're going to do the next one.
Yeah, do you still make an effort with your appearance?
Not every day. But yes, I absolutely do, but not every day. And, you know, John can weigh in on this, on what he thinks. But like yesterday, late afternoon, we had been doing, I was just feeling like, okay, I'm
having a grubby day.
Grubby, jumping in the shower. So had a shower, cleaned up entirely, and then put on one of my like loungewear, so it's semi pajamas, but not exactly. And for John, he's like, "Oh yeah,
connection time."
So I don't know. So you answer the question. How do you think? Do I make an effort with my appearance for you?
For sure.
But you prefer
au naturel.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Do you make an effort with your appearance, John, for her?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
He puts on that white Christmas sweater.
So he knows it too. Like he'll walk out wearing the sweater I like the most, and he's like, and I'm like, I can't even help it. Like I'm like.
Have you bought a Yellowstone outfit yet?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, could you dress like Rip?
That's what I was thinking, Michelle.
I know. How about you guys? What about you? Do you do an effort with your appearance for each other?
I feel like Reese has two wives. He's got the garden grubby, and then he's got the one that gets to go out every once in a while. And you get a... think I could put in a bit more effort.
I think there's a bit more, and that's great. I love them both, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's important to put in some effort for your appearance. If you've just, you know, let yourself go completely, then I think that's a different phase in a relationship as well. So I think it's important to put some effort in, and we do for sure.
Yeah. How about, so do you like to look nice for your girl?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to get a little compliment here and there.
You know,
it's working, you know, or that sort of thing.
So, nice. Yes. And we should post a picture of you guys at Cass's wedding, because that green suit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the bomb. That's
a great suit.
It's a happening suit. Like, talk about putting in effort, you two. Right. Like, that's you fair. Looked amazing. So we'll be posting that one online if you don't mind, because that's a really good one to share.
I'm gonna have to wear that for Christmas again this year.
You are.
I've never been so hot in my life. Not in the way you think. Velvet just does not breathe. Oh my goodness.
He was hot.
Yeah. It's hard to dance in a velvet suit.
But the other thing is, he was in his feels because he has done. He's officiated both of my sister's weddings. So for this, he was up doing the ceremony in this beautiful suit, but you were sharing from your heart and tearing up. And like, it was just so attractive for like all the reasons. And like, he's known my sisters since they were 15 and 17.
Totally.
So he's gotten to kind of big brother them all the way through. And then to actually watch them get married. Yeah. That was.
Yeah. It's a very unique experience to be up.
Yeah. I bet.
It was a neat time. Yeah. We'll throw the suit on again soon.
I like it. So do you still laugh together? Do you guys laugh together?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Together, at each other.
Yes.
I laugh at my jokes. She laughs at her jokes. Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
I'm really funny.
So am I. It's fantastic. We're well together, right?
I love it.
Yeah.
So what was the last thing you guys laughed about?
Well, I think we've been laughing for like an hour in here.
Yeah, we've been laughing here.
Last night you thought you were so funny, and I was even funnier because I stared at him with a deadpan face because he thought he was hilarious. And then we both just burst out laughing because I was like, that wasn't even funny. But then the whole thing was...
I don't remember what it was.
I don't either because it wasn't funny. Right?
Yeah. It doesn't matter what was said. It's the feeling of laughing together. And that's just as important as sex.
Yeah. Well, and we kind of... banter, like we do tease or a little bit of dry sarcastic humor, and I think that that's kind of foreplay sometimes for us. It's like the brewing, so sometimes it a little bit of frustration can come in or a little bit of resentment, and I think that we both have the skills to recognize we're in that, but it doesn't mean that we jump right to resolution. Sometimes there's a little back and forth that goes on, and even that hysterical sometimes, even though in the moment I might be.
Yeah, we should write it down. Read it back like 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Well, it was like memories. Soccer coach just posted on Instagram and he says, next time your wife is super angry, just throw a towel on her back and say, now you're super angry or something.
Oh, like, how do you think that's going to... I saw that one. Oh, yeah.
I sent it to Reese on Instagram. I said, I dare you.
And then it says, doesn't it say after that, stick with me for more marriage tips.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Don't follow that account.
Don't follow that. That's bad advice.
No, I have been tempted to try that every time.
Now you're serious. I dare you.
I'll come back on the show after it happens.
Okay? Yeah. John, how about us? What do you think? What did we... I can think of a million things that we've laughed about recently.
Oh, I know. We usually always... go to laughter.
Definitely.
Try to anyway.
Definitely. Yeah. So I'm going to share some very private details. So I give John such a bad time for snoring because I'm such a light sleeper that the smallest thing will wake me up from a dead sleep. And so the other day I gave John shit for snoring. And I'm like, John, please talk to yourself. Like, just figure it out. Just stop snoring. And then I fell asleep, woke my own self up, snoring.
Oh, no.
And slapped him.
No, I knew.
High odds.
High odds. No, I knew it was me. And then I was like, oh my God, that was me. And he's killing himself laughing. He's like, yeah, that were you.
That was hilarious. I love it.
That's cute. Yeah. Anyhow, yes, we do definitely have some good laughs though, hey?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's I think what's so fun together. Like, that's one of the things that I enjoy for sure. And we laugh a lot at each other. We do tease each other. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Each other and ourselves.
Yeah, I could tell the doorbell story. When I was taking out garbage.
Oh.
No, and you're in the bathroom talking to me on the doorbell. Yeah.
Oh, technology.
Oh, and if there's technology, John will have it. Yeah.
Thank you to our tech department, John, for all of our recording support.
Yeah. All right, Tara, what's next?
Oh, it's probably one for us, though.
Does the prospect of an empty nest scare you? You two are already there.
Right. And I would say, like, I don't remember how I felt about it before, honestly. I love it now, but I would say that I also love when our kids are around. Hey, John. Yeah.
I remember you saying, what are you going to do if the kids aren't here, and following the schedule and the routine?
Yeah. And the one thing I haven't done well or ever adjusted to is cooking. I still cook like we have an army. And John's like, you know, it's just the two of us, right? And I'm like, I'm so used to it. All right. So how about you guys? Like, when your kids are young, you don't really even have to think about it so much yet, but it is coming eventually. How do you feel?
Sad.
Yeah.
We're just kicking that can down the road.
Yeah. I think, does the prospect of an empty nest scare us? Yes, but not for the reasons that you'd think.
Okay.
Not for, the kids are gone. Right. What are we going to do? What's our relationship going to look like?
Yeah.
How are we going to adjust? It's more of a like, holy shit, the kids are grown up. Like,
right.
You know, like those moments have passed. And
yeah,
there's so many wonderful things to come. But it's just, I think we're both recognize what passes every day. The memories you make, the time you have, how quickly it goes.
Yeah.
So I'd say that scares us more. Me, for sure.
Yeah. I'm not scared to be with you.
No,
fill our time and have so much fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be sad that my kids are grown and gone. And
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
So I think that question is geared a little bit differently than how we think.
Yeah, for sure. What do you think has been the biggest change for us since our kids have left home?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I don't know. Never thought of that.
One of the things that I think, I don't know what you think, but I think that, like, I honestly love our relationship with just the two of us in the house in so many ways, because we don't have many of the practical things necessarily in the way. And it's not like figuring out who's driving and who's picking up and who's available. And, you know, it's just not, there's just no conversations about that. It's like the conversations are just different, and there's just more time, I guess. There's
yeah, different
more
pace.
Time. It's yeah, a different yeah, pace.
Yeah, different schedule.
And different what you want to do, you just do. And so you kind of like
that's
that.
That seems dreamy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like clothing optional.
Well, you have to plan the week in
Love
advance.
It.
You can plan hours in advance rather than weeks in advance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You don't have to look at a schedule as much.
Yeah. Yeah. So that part of it is pretty cool. So yeah, I like that.
Do you two share interests?
Definitely.
And what are they?
Well, we have, what I will say is both, we both have our own things that each of us like to do that the other doesn't necessarily want to do. So John might not want to come in my room and meditate with me, for example, but he loves that I go and do that. Or, like he might not want to, you know, go and hear Jay Shetty speak, but he loves that I want to go do that, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're very supportive. And then some of the interests that we have, I think we have combined. So John, your massive interest was flying. It always was. That's nothing new. But
not your biggest fan of.
Well, I don't want to get my pilot's license, for example. Yes. So I don't want to have my own pilot's license, but I love that you have yours. And I do love to go flying with you. That's really fun.
But you don't want to hang out at the airport.
No, I do not. No.
Fair
enough. And you love to do that.
All day.
I know. I don't even get it. Like, oh my God. Like, I stand there and I listen to the guys all yakking about their planes for 5 minutes, and I'm like, oh my God, shoot me now. I'm like, and he probably thinks that when I'm talking like dead people are angels, he's like, oh. But we love travel. We love, there's lots of things that we share that we love.
We do a lot of camping together.
Love camping. I really love the camping. John is a really good supporter of that. And I really love adventuring, just going to new places. And John loves that too. So he'll look for things that we like to do and plan and stuff. And I love that. How about you guys?
You want me to take this?
Yeah.
You're the star of the show.
The star.
I'm here every time.
Thanks. A very similar answer. I mean, I think we both have our own things that we're into. you know, that we don't necessarily align on. And then there's so many things that we come together on. And yeah. I think having those interests, you know, to have time outside the relationship and then you come back together, I think is important. So there's lots of things that we do that way. And then there's a ton of things that we share interests on that we do together. Right? That would be travels, of course, a big one.
Yeah.
You know, eating good food, being in nature, whether that's, you know, hiking or fishing or whatever, you know, doing things that you don't just do in the home and doing them outside together. So I think I rattled off about 15 last night when I was thinking about it. But
yeah, you got me. Did I miss skiing. Any? Skiing.
Oh, yeah. Skiing.
You know, yeah, we sure. love that. Yeah. Sure, yeah.
He
yeah.
likes to go golfing. And that yeah, takes a
gone
lot
around
of...
to that one. Oh,
see now I'm coming up.
There we go.
Yeah.
We
I mean, go. Not a good golfer, don't get me wrong, but I love being out there. I think it's so fun. Maybe we'll bring her over to the light side race.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. You think we can get her? I do.
I think there's this piece of, like, you know, just Drummond in her that is just not wanting to come around to the golf.
You've got to do
it for a long time,
Tara,
Michelle, that I don't
Tara,
know.
Tara, you haven't golfed with Shelley.
What is just... golf with Shelly? That's the next podcast. We'll just record tidbits
it's
on the
probably
course.
Not like you play golf. It's that, probably
I
not.
I love it. I'm open to it.
I feel like you need to elaborate on the Drummond in me because the audience can't see the like fists that you made. So tell me about the beautiful qualities that I come with.
I would
with.
Say somewhere deep in the genetics, there's a bit of stubbornness. You know, determination.
I call it grit. I got grit.
Grit. So, you know, if you've hated your husband's golfing for X amount of years, I think it would be tough to round the corner and start to love the golfing and embrace that. We'll work on it.
You really paint me in a picture there that I don't know if I'm going to touch that.
Okay, wife,
you
though.
Come and golfing with me. Uh-huh. You get into it Shelley style.
Okay.
We do not play by their rules. We make our own as we go. You're
I'll do it
love
once.
It.
I'll say You're every. I say it. Yes to everything once. I'll go
yeah.
once.
Yeah, and we'll bring you a wine koozie. It'll be good.
Love it. I want to be there for this.
I feel like I'll just be playing whack fuck, like whack, 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 whatever.
That's kind of how you play the game.
I'm going to end up kicking the golf ball. It's just in my nature.
But Yogi it out. Fuck.
If anybody hasn't listened to Robin Williams talk about the sport of golf in his stand-up comedy,
we're kindred spirits.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Stupidest sport around for all the golf lovers out there.
So there's one of my hobbies. There's my interest.
So we share some and we don't share some, but we honor each other doing them and fit it into our schedule, which allows space for resentment to brew at times. And then we communicate it.
Yeah.
And if he's been golfing several times in a week or because they're all 8-hour days, I make sure that I schedule stuff in too or else it'll brew.
Yeah.
So it's that self-care piece. It's the communication, all those. Yeah. Fun times.
Working through it.
So it's going on winter and golf is done for the season, but we still have fantasy football.
Tail end of hunting season. We'll go skiing for a bit and then we'll come back to it.
And then we're right back to golf.
You heard of Breaking Par Golf Academy? Just kidding. What was the next question?
How do you make amends when you piss your wife off? Just kidding.
Holding hands and cuddling.
Okay. Do you complain to your friends about your partner?
He's golfing too much.
Yeah.
I complain to you about that, babe. I come straight to the source.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come straight
to
the source. Yeah. For sure.
No, I don't talk. No.
No, maybe, we're not there to talk shit.
Maybe a little bit, Michelle. It'd be you before podcasting. Not much.
Yeah.
Just the regular amount.
Yeah, my sister and I definitely can get on the phone and have conversations. I teach because it was so cute. My youngest sister is quite a bit younger than me. And when she got married, our boys were your kids' age when she got married. So we'd been married already probably 12 or plus years, maybe even more. And she said to me, I know how you talk about marriage, but mine is going to be the special kind. Like, we're special, we're different. And I was just like, oh my God, I busted a gut laughing so hard. And so now when she calls and she's like, oh, I love being married. I'm like, but you have the special marriage.
The never-ending inside joke. I love it.
Never-ending inside joke, yeah. So, yeah, so we do joke about our special marriages, but it's nothing that John, I wouldn't say to him or let him know. Like, it's always, it's open. If I'm frustrated, you know it, is what I'm trying to get to, yeah?
The shovel sitting at the front door.
The shovel sitting at the front door, yes. When you text your sister a picture of a shovel, it just means just come and don't ask any questions. We're probably going to bury a body in the backyard, yeah.
That's fair. I haven't threatened to bury you yet.
No, I'm not
burying. Not for my face. Yeah. Shelly, do you know anything?
No, I do not. No, she doesn't come and talk shit about you. Oh. Absolutely not. No.
Thanks. I love you too.
He's pretty great. He golfs a little much, but.
Golf season's done.
Okay, we'll let it go. We'll let it go.
We got like 3 months of snow and then we go from there.
How about you? Do you ever have to talk to somebody about being married and go, oh my God?
I think maybe like the normal gripe of, you know, there's been a lot on my case lately or something, but nothing major. No. Nothing I wouldn't say to her.
Nothing you wouldn't say to her. How about you, John?
Never.
Never.
No, honest.
I am the perfect wife.
Never. No, that, I wouldn't say either thing to anybody else.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. Cause I'm like, you can like, if you need to get something off your chest here, you go right ahead.
John has a technique. I guess that he goes up in the plane and you can yell as loud as you want, say whatever you want for as long as you want, and then you're good. You just get it off your conscience.
It's called therapy.
Therapy. Is that what you do, John? No.
John, when are we going flying again? Yeah.
Okay. Are there subjects you avoid or never talk about?
We wouldn't know because we never talk about them.
Good one.
Yeah. The there? Only thing I can think of in my life that I really avoid is the dentist. It's just like, it's just not my favorite thing at all. So I'll avoid that. But pretty much, I don't love deep conversations about money. No, I don't. No, I don't like to stress about it. I don't like deep conversations. I mean, I will absolutely talk about it, but I don't love it.
Absolutely have to.
Yeah, I don't love it. I don't like stressing about it. Yeah. How about you guys?
That's fair. I would say tea times, generally speaking.
Tea times, yeah.
You know, like, hey, babe, I scheduled this tea time, so I don't really like to talk about that.
Okay, do you ever do this, Reese? Do you ever say, like, your friend scheduled the tea time, and then what are you going
to
do?
I tend to say, I'm golfing this day.
Yeah.
But, you know, I try to always make them on, like, weekday evenings when we don't have activities. I am not a weekend golfer. I think that's family time. And
right.
I try to almost never do that. Right?
Oh, sure.
Like the odd golf trip falls on a weekend.
All the tournaments are on weekends. It's for work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
but no, I don't think there's any subjects.
No, but like they say money, I think we kind of have a divide in our relationship where that's just something that you do that for work, so you handle it more. So I would say we don't go into in-depth. I'm kind of... trust you. We kind of joke about our finances that he could just have all these squirrel piles and run away, and I'd be like, I have no idea what about our finances. So I'm a little, that'd be one I avoid, I guess.
Yeah.
And he takes care of.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What else? Anything we don't talk about. Yeah. You can be sheepish on tea times, but yeah. No, he'll still bring it to me.
I'm a pretty good husband, is what she's trying to say.
Yeah. How about you? Anything you don't like to talk about? No, you're pretty open, I'd say. Oh, you're pretty open. Yeah. Yeah.
Learned over the years.
Learned over the years. What have you learned over the years, John? Share.
You'll find out one way or the other.
I am curious, though, about this, John. Like, from where we sit in our marriage and with our kids this age, it probably feels like it wasn't that long ago for you guys. What have you learned since being at this stage to where you are now?
Do you want to go?
No, you go.
I don't mean to, because I think we're going to answer the same.
Yeah, I think so.
I know we're on the same page with this because we have talked about it and recently. And one of the things that I know about us is that when we first started out and we were really young, like we were babies when we got married. I was 21 and I look at 21-year-olds now and I'm like, they look so tiny and little. And we were just so young and immature. So not mature necessarily in our communication, not necessarily mature in, like, I probably would use my temper to try and, like, get control of something or, you know, things like that. And it's not that I've never lost my temper as we have been married longer. I mean, I certainly have, but it's very, very seldom. And so our communication has improved immensely. And what I would say is that there was a couple of points probably during our relationship where it could have, like, you know, could we have walked away or could we have, like, made different choices? Yeah, probably there was. And there was something within John and I that was just like, we're just going to dig deep. We're going to do the work. We're going to put in everything we can. And I'm so glad that we did that. Like, I'm just so grateful that we did that. We certainly did couples counseling at one point and then have just learned other communication styles. And I think a lot of it for sure was me. Like, I needed to say what I needed because I'm intuitive. Yeah. And my true feelings. Yeah. Because I'm intuitive. I'm very good at reading a room. I'm really good at knowing what other people's needs and wants are. And it's there. Like the other day when you were in bed, I'm like, oh, he's going to want a latte. So I made him a latte and had it ready for him when he came out because he was off night shift. It's a rough day for him. And so I was like, I just want to do something thoughtful and think of it. So I'm really good at that. No, not everybody is. And I'm not saying he's not good at it, but it's so much better for people when you just say what you need. Mm-hmm. And I was not good at that younger. What do you want to add to that?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you didn't want to share your feelings.
No.
Easily.
No, I did not.
Yeah. And I'm not sure why. But...
Well, I am. I know why, but that's another podcast.
Yeah, definitely. Do John and I have to come back for that?
Yeah. Yeah. How about you guys? Like, I mean, I don't think it matters. Like, you've been married for almost 12 years, but together for a whole lot longer than that. What's changed for you since you first got together?
I think.
It's a good question.
I think for me, I really walked into this relationship with a lot of programming of this is what a woman does, a girl does. Like, I knew I wanted to be a mother, so I knew I needed to find a partner. So my goal as a young person was to find a partner. And I remember being a year into marriage and going like, oh, shit, this is for life. Like, it really hit me.
She took one look at me and went, oh.
No, but just the whole family. Like, I'm tied to his whole family for the rest of my life. Like, it's not just I chose him and I really got the depths of that whole ramification, like what that encompasses. So I think with that naive view, I came into what a marriage should be, what a marriage should look like, what a good wife should do, all these things. And you end up taking on these roles that don't necessarily fit with the marriage container that we're creating. Sorry, babe, you married somebody that's not going to be barefoot, pregnant, in the kitchen, serving. Like, it doesn't fulfill me in a way that I wish it almost would. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn for myself what I wanted in a marriage and what you wanted. And we communicate and adapt to have this relationship that is unique to us. And I think that was the naivety coming into the marriage was like what a good marriage should look like or what other people would expect. And really we're creating something very special and unique between us that isn't going to be like other people. So I think settling into knowing that's great. Like that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I really love that.
Well, I would say there is no typical marriage, right? It's what have we created? And obviously we've done a lot of maturing over the years. We've been together for a long time, but we got together when we were quite young. And so we've really grown up together and we could probably look back and name the phases of, oh, this is when that happened. And, you know, and now that kids are in the picture, you tie a lot of their ages and milestones to, you know, what we look like. But yeah, we've really have grown up together, which is awesome. You know, if we'd met each other now, it would be a much different relationship, right? We don't have these biases and these patterns and these routines that we're into as a, you know, a single person where you're in charge of your whole life. We just, you know, we were going to school and we were working and then we were
going to more school.
Trying to buy a house. And then we were, you know, having kids and growing up and doing all that together. And there's been hard parts for sure, but you kind of persevere through it. And I think that's the most rewarding thing. So,
yeah.
And I do want to interject and say for the last like 10 minutes, There's a book in between Michelle and John.
Yeah.
8 Rules of Love by Jay Shetty.
Yeah,
and the title caught me as you were talking about this question.
Yeah.
And
I just
I'm sure we could probably write our own 8 Rules of Love and things that are unique to our marriages. But having a partnership is so rewarding, and sharing your life with someone I think is wonderful. So.
I think we take care of each other well.
Yeah.
Like if I'm not doing well, you'll step up in a way, or if you're needing more time to do something, then we work as a team really well, I think.
Yeah.
We
definitely have
That's
that.
Important.
Yeah, we sure do.
Because everybody has their ups and downs.
Yeah. Well, you have just, we've just come through a time where you had to take care of me.
Yeah.
And you were.
Yeah.
Like.
Excellent.
Spot on. Yeah, for sure.
Good work, John.
Yeah, he really did. Yeah. So let's do some quick rapid fire questions. Reese, you've made the first question already. What is one of your rules of love?
Oh.
If you're looking at the book, really,
I was talking smack to Jay Shetty
without opening the book. Oh, what's one of your rules? What do you think typical, is like a ground rule in your relationship?
I would say communicate.
Yeah.
Like
communicate.
As much as it's like, I think my bias or my pattern is to bottle things up and not talk about them. And Tara's good at getting that out of me. And I think bottling stuff up is not the way to go about it. So learn from me, communicate, just lay it all out on the table. What do you need? You know, don't have that resentment brew, that kind of thing.
Nice. So, same question to you, John. What is one of your ground rules for a loving relationship?
Don't go to bed angry.
Oh, that's a nice one. I like that. I like the cuddles.
But you don't have to go to bed necessarily on agreeing, but at least acknowledging.
Yeah.
Not unresolved.
Yeah.
Bad. I had a couple rapid fires for John because we kind of got a giggle last time we recorded and you said after that he would get quiet. So I have 3 for you, John. What's the best concert you've ever gone to?
Coldplay.
Yes, it was. Nice.
All 4 of us were there.
I know. That. I think everybody on the planet should see a Coldplay concert, and I think the world would be a much happier place.
So good.
It was magical.
It was definitely an energy there that was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, John, what is one thing that you appreciate about Michelle that you haven't told her lately?
Ooh. I'm ready.
I haven't told her lately. That's tough. I appreciate everything, but what I haven't told you lately?
Yeah.
the shovel in her hand.
Think faster, John. Think faster. See, we can face him up again.
Oh, boy. Oh, I got one.
Okay.
Smile.
Aw, that's really nice. Thank you.
I like that. Can you handle one more rapid fire, all John? Right. Now that you're flowing with ideas, name one of Michelle's superpowers or super skills that people probably don't know about her.
The thing that your podcast guests don't know about would be probably that you're the most amazing cook ever. Where your friends would know that, but other people wouldn't. 100%.
I like when we cook together. I like when we make pasta together.
Yes, that's always fun.
Yeah, that's really fun. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I've never made pasta.
What are you talking about?
She's talking homemade noodles.
Oh. I did want to mention, if you're ever cooking for the army and they're not around, we're
just
a 20-minute drive away, okay?
Hungry little children biting at our ankles.
Happily chipping for groceries, whatever you need, okay?
Yeah. No, I do like to cook. It's really fun.
Yeah.
All right. So I will ask a funny question, just as a quick one. Do you have any annoying habits? Any habits that annoy the other?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Shoes off real quick there.
Go Tara. What is it?
Yeah. 4-letter word that starts with G.
Golf.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that you leave your underwear on the floor, and as soon as you come home, you take your pants off and hang them on all the railings.
That's fair.
So then I just got I got clothes all over the house always.
Okay, you know, Grace, as a what
society,
about
we have to wear pants everywhere we go. It's freeing to take them off.
Yes, you know? And then if someone unexpectedly knocks on the door, he goes, "Quick, quick, pass me my pants."
Like, you know, something that annoys me is, you know, she mentioned, I don't know, a couple years ago that I would leave my boxers everywhere, and every time I take off my boxers, I'm pretty conscious about putting them where they need to go.
She sure. lies.
And then she still bugs me about it. So, yeah, I would say that's
it. Does Tara have anything that, any habits that annoy you?
Nothing that comes to mind.
You no? can say that I can be a prickly bitch. That's okay. You
can tell the part. That's not a habit.
Yeah, I don't think that's a habit. Yeah.
When I feel stressed, I will get critical of you. That's probably what you were saying before. That. Yeah, that would be a habits, though. No, I'm impeccable.
Yeah. All right. Give me one of my annoying habits.
Annoying habits.
Yeah. Comes not to mind. Waking myself up snoring the other
well,
night.
Well, that's not a habit, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But habits, no. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's been so long that you just don't recognize them anymore.
Yeah, it's all so yeah, normal maybe. Now. That's yeah. what I'm thinking. Yeah. Our little habits yeah. are probably like, so normal.
Yeah. Yeah, we have it in our family. My kids will attest to this. We had a saying when the kids were small because John loves to tease and he loves to, like, he likes to, like, poke. But he's having fun doing it. He's not being mean. He's just having a good time at our expense often. And so I would say to the boys, they'd come to me and they'd be crying about, "Dad said this." And I'm like, "What is the number one rule?" And the boys would say, "Don't believe a word Dad says." I'm like, "That's right. That's the number one rule." And so now that our boys are older, it was so funny. Like, I don't know, maybe this was about a year ago, our youngest son said to me, "You know, Mom, I've been thinking on that. And I think Dad actually knows quite a bit." It was hilarious. Oh my God. We killed ourselves laughing. And then you tease Kyle about something the other day. And I'm like, "What is the number one rule?" And he's like, "Don't believe a word Dad says." Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so yeah. You like to tease people, scare people.
Definitely
yeah.
fun.
Yes. You do like to do that.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Weston scared me. This week,
yeah, but you guys love to do this. You have raised a child who likes to do this, Tara. I'm just saying
he got me
as
so
the addendum
good this week.
To this story.
He went behind the island and sat quietly for about 5 minutes. I'm cooking away, and then all of a sudden, boom, scares the almost piss out of me. Yeah. He got me. So it's the first time in a long time I've legitimately been
Where
scared.
Where was your husband yeah. when that happened?
Probably sitting on the toilet on Instagram.
Napping in my chair.
Oh.
Yeah. I was tired that day. I was having a nap in my chair in the living room. And so I wake up to like Weston yelling boo and Tara screaming.
Oh, so I bet that was
so
good.
I was so proud of him in that moment. Yeah.
Because you've been the recipient of it.
Yeah.
I have been the recipient.
That's a guilty little pleasure. And I have not been doing it very much since having kids because I know that I'd be teaching this naughty little thing. But more so before we had kids, once in a while, especially if Reese was like whistling in the bathroom, cutting out of the shower, and I'm like just hiding in stealth mode.
Oh, you like pull back the shower curtain and there's Tara yelling in your face. And
remember
not the
you
best
love
experience.
To do that. John yes. and Tara are the same here.
It makes me so happy, but then it's I don't take it as
she
well.
She doesn't
so.
Like it back. Then.
Yeah. Then neither do you. That's very true. Yeah, John and Tara are very alike there.
Yeah.
So Reese, what is your one of your favorite things about your wife?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah. I want to say there's so many. One of my favorite things.
What would people love to hear about her that they might not know?
You know, she doesn't have the best directional sense, so she tends to lead to me when we travel together,
mm-hmm.
and it works so well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not two people going, "We need to go here, we need to go there."
Totally,
it just
same
is
for
like,
us, yeah.
"Here's where we're going." And she just has this faith in me to find where we're going, and it makes for a wonderful travel companion and relationship partner that way.
Just so, follow along.
Yeah. I love
it's true. I get lost really easily.
So do I.
But no, favorite things about her, she's funny. Yeah. She's always got a quip for everything.
But see, you just give me a compliment here, man.
I just did. I said you're funny. And you always have a quip for her. She's always
What do you love about your wife?
her sense of direction sucks, so she follows me around.
Yeah. Yeah. What do I love about my wife? She has a podcast that I get to come on and finally put her on blast. All yeah. Getting her back.
All right, I'll ask it differently. What is the sexiest thing about your wife?
Oh, it's funny, because before you asked that question, I was thinking about a physical anatomy body part that I don't know if we should... She got a nice ass.
You're an ass, man.
That's yeah. Fine. So, I'll say that.
She's a great ass.
She's great. She's beautiful.
She's got
eyes.
Many assets.
If you actually stare into them, they are so beautiful. They just, the colors change in the different light, and it's like, aww, oh, they're so beautiful.
Sweet.
They're
her,
deep and soulful.
Her ass and her eyeballs. Thanks, her babe. Ass
Oh my gosh. Well, you guys have been great. Thank you so much for like putting up with us and supporting our podcast and sitting here with us and answering the questions.
It's been a lot of fun. You're welcome.
Thank you. I was going to say the same. I appreciate you two, and one, for coming here today, but two, for supporting behind the scenes in all the ways that you do, whether it be juggling the children and our schedules so that I can be here with Michelle and tech support and listening to us howling, laughing while John's sleeping after night shifts, all the ways that you two support us. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us here. John gets to see behind the scenes, but I don't so much. I think it's the first time I ever sat in this room and have seen the process.
Yeah, that's right, because the last time we did this, we were on Zoom.
Yeah, we were. It was a couple years ago. And you know what? I will say,
Valentine's episode.
One thing I love about the podcast is often I'll drive for work, and I will listen to the podcast, and it is like so comforting. You guys have a great relationship, and just a... 100%. Yeah, it's fantastic. I'll just listen to an episode and we'll learn, and just it's soothing and wonderful. And anyway, so you guys are awesome. So thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We're just so grateful that you spend your time with us. And we hope that today provided some sort of comic relief and laughter. That's exactly what it's meant to do. We know that relationships can be in all different kinds of places at different times. And so listening to this, you might be finding that you are having a harder time in your relationship. And I just want to acknowledge that that's okay, that that's normal, that we all have days there. And I also want to say that we so hope that this just brought some lighthearted fun and conversation for you that you can have in your relationship. Tara and I want to say a very, very huge thank you to both Reese and John for being such great supports to us. It takes so much work when you do a podcast, and to have this kind of support behind the scenes is so powerful and makes all the difference. It's just so incredible, and so we're incredibly grateful, and we're incredibly grateful to you for listening. So we're wishing you an absolutely wonderful day, a wonderful week, and until next time, only love and light to you. And only love and light from you.
You fuck face. Sounds like our house.
Okay, checking microphone.
Checking Tara's. Get in here.
Uh-oh. Come on, John, check.
Hi. You have
to check. Check,
check. No, check.
I'm not leaning in. Turn
yes, you are.
What? Are you recording this, I hope?
Yeah. You're going to have to bring your face like in here. So
you put in the outros.
Why don't you scooch in?
No, I'm good.
No, you're not. Because if we have crappy sound, you'll be pissed off that you didn't move in.
Well, if I turn up,
it won't.
Wait, don't give me that look.
I'm right here.
Testing 1, 2.
But if you do this.
Testing 1, 2. So that's
talk here and talk here, you'll be inconsistent. So you do need to just pick a spot that they can pick you up on. Okay?
What number do you need it to go to?
Okay?
You clipped.
Okay.
Number do you need it to go to? You need it in
10 or 12.
9.
Yeah.
Between 9 and 12.
Yeah, I know.
And it's not there, so you gotta turn it up.
Do a selfie.
She can turn it up too, like it's. But you have to speak into the mic.
I'm talking right now, so I'm just.
Give me one cheese.
When? Well, right now, even without doing the recording.
No, you need to record it.
You can watch it by the level.
I
can tell
that, but that I want to hear
tell
about
it's
sounds.
Too low still.
Okay, Tara, check your mic.
Checking Tara's mic.
Checking Reese's mic.
Checking Bruce.
Still too low.
We
we would love for you to join us on our podcast page on Instagram at Walk Together Fiercely. Here we can chat, have community, ask questions, and lots of other extra information that you might not get on our podcast. For more information about us, you can find Dr. Tara on Instagram at Dr. Tara Drummond. For more information about me, Michelle, you can find me on Instagram at Michelle Morrison Medium. All other information about me is on my website, thebalancedsoul.com. This podcast is recorded by Michelle and Tara and is edited and arranged by Sammy Lucan.